Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. Stand up for your country. We have a lot of unique information you'll hear nowhere else tonight for you, and it's serious stuff. We begin with the rise of evil throughout our country, throughout the United States, the rise of evil. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So Colorado Springs Gay Club, 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich goes in there with guns, murders 5, hurts 19. Okay, we see this every month now, every other month. Some lunatic, some maniac goes in and destroys people. Why? Because they don't want to live anymore. They know their lives are going to be over. They're never going to get away with it. And a lot of them get killed. Aldrich got arrested, but he'll never see the light of day again. He'll be in a penitentiary the rest of his life. Okay, so big national story. You heard about it. There was a former U.S. Soldier that took down this Aldrich guy, saved lives. Very compelling story. But the bigger story is, for the third straight year, America has hit a grim milestone. 600-plus mass shootings. What is a mass shooting? That is when 4 or more people are either murdered or wounded by gunfire. That's a mass shooting. 600 this year. Now, you haven't heard about 600. You've only heard about 7. Why? This is a key, okay? So the stat in 2001, that's the last total year we have, there were 690 mass shootings, but only 7 of them, 7 out of 690, involved a demented lone gunman. 7. And all 7 were splattered all over the news media, as it should be. It should be. Okay? These people should be condemned. People should be aware that they're out there and they will always be out there. Okay. So why weren't the other 683 mass shootings extensively covered? Because most of them, 90% of them, were criminal acts. And most of the criminal acts were perpetrated by minority gun drug gangs. African Americans mostly, but some Hispanics. Okay, so the media does not want to report that 99% of the mass shootings in America are generated by drug gangs, thugs on the street who are heavily armed and will always be heavily armed. Even if you banned every gun on earth in this country, they would have them. Okay. Now, did you know that? Did you know it? You didn't know it, because I didn't know it as of this morning. And my excellent investigative team rooted it out. We went to the Violence Project and rooted through their data. And we got it. Again, 690 mass shootings. 7 were individualized. Now, these individuals are evil. Now, you can say, oh, they're mentally ill. Or evil. Everybody walking the planet knows you murder another people, that's evil. And evil is rising in America, primarily because there is little punishment for evil now in our country. So let's look back. The apex of evil in modern times came in the 1930s and 40s with Germany, the Soviet Union, Japan, and China, killing hundreds of millions of people, murdering them. The states did it. Off the chart evil. No excuse, no justification, nothing. The United States stopped a lot of it. We were the good guys. We never did that. You can argue Indian genocide. You can argue slavery, but we never, on the scale of the countries I just mentioned, did anything close to that. We defeated it. Back in America in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, evil was suppressed because heinous crimes like murder, rape, drug dealing were harshly punished and quickly punished. Now that doesn't happen. Now, if you sell heroin, you're likely not to even be prosecuted in many places. Oregon. Okay? So evil has risen. You don't constrain it, it runs wild. Ask the German people who did not constrain Hitler in the Third Reich. So that's where we are now. We had it under control. But in the 70s, when the progressive movement began, and now the progressive movement dominates the media, which is why you don't hear about the drug gang mass killings, okay? It's much easier to be evil. Then the kicker, the internet. The internet comes in and gives evil people, which I put about 15% of the population, flat out evil. A lot of people. Gives them a place to cluster. They can go on the internet to these heinous sites, these hate sites, these child abuse sites. It's beyond disgusting. But they all can be accessed through cyberspace. That did not happen until the early 2000s. And now it's totally out of control. All right, the horrible things that go on the internet are almost indescribable. I can't even tell you what they are. It's how bad they are. And these people who do them now have a coven of other people who do it. They trade stuff. Okay? Now, nobody is in place in our country to combat this. We have a progressive president, a weak attorney general, and a basically apathetic Congress on both sides. You don't hear Republicans very much. When was the last time you heard Mitch McConnell talk about evil? Never. He's the guy that wouldn't even champion Kate's Law, McConnell. Anyway, you have to deal with this as a country. We're not. Now, how do you deal with it, O'Reilly? Okay. It has to start in a public school system, where courses on ethics have to be taught. Ethics. Right, wrong. So that the urchins know what is permissible in our society and what is not. Well, you think you're going to get that in the woke era in public school? You think you're going to get ethics? No, you're not. That's why so many of us, including me, send our children to private school, Catholic school. Because there is a definition of good and evil. Now, I said 15% of Americans are evil, and I believe that. But far, far more look away. Look away. They don't want to get involved. Don't want to confront it. Because they might get in trouble. The evil might turn on them. But they don't say anything. They don't do anything. They're not outraged. Instead, they fall back. And they want somebody else to deal with it. Well, nobody else is going to deal with it. So you're going to continue to have these evil lone gun people walking in and shooting up kids in Uvalde and doing what they do. You're never going to stop that, no matter how many gun bans you have. All right? But the drug gangs, they can be dealt with. It only takes will. You can break them. But who's trying? Nobody. Here in New York City, where I am, they won't even prosecute a gang member caught with an illegal gun on him or her. That's a felony in this state. They won't prosecute it at all. What do you think is going to happen when the guy is walking around with a gun and he's a member of a drug gang? He's going to use the gun. Well, we're not going to, we're not going to prosecute that. And the person behind this whole thing, Governor Hochul, was reelected last week. It's just staggering 2 weeks ago. Okay. So when you have a country where evil is on the rise and you can see it and hear it, you see it, something has to be done. But we don't have the leadership to do it. I don't know of any, and I'm hoping maybe in 24 that somebody will break out and say, I got specific things that I'm going to implement if I'm president of the United States, going to suppress evil, constrain evil. And gun control is not going to do it. I mean, I'm not a gun guy, but it's not. Criminals will get the guns. The loons will get the guns. There are 300 million guns out there right now. All that will do is make the illegal guns more expensive, so more people get into the trafficking of them. Oh, it's the guns that are... No, it's the evildoers that are doing it. That's who you go after. And that's the memo. Okay. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Those listening on the radio and watching me on TV, name and town, please, if you wish to opine on my take on evil in America.